Let's turn now to the book, the letter to the church in Galatia, in the book of Galatians, in chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 through 24. Galatians chapter 1, these are God's words, so let's give our attention to Him. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised Him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. And after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. And those are God's words. We'll start now this letter from Paul and others to the church in Galatia. There is the normal Paul's introduction to the letter in the first 5 verses. But what is different about this letter of Paul compared to other letters, and most all other letters of Paul to the churches, is that there is no thanksgiving section. All right, there is no, I thank God for all of you, and goes on, right? If we remember other letters by Paul to the churches, it always begins or usually begins that way after the initial greeting. But we don't have that here. Rather, it begins with a severe rebuke over the false teaching and preaching that was occurring in the church and the false faith. They were believing the false teaching. And so he rebukes them, in which he clearly shows it is another gospel. and that through verse 9, that all who preach such should be accursed. And they were saying, if one was to be justified, a Christian, then they needed to believe in Jesus Christ and be circumcised. But salvation, we know, is through Christ alone. Belief and faith in Christ alone. That's what we're studying in the covenant of grace. There's one in substance, the covenant of grace, the gospel, one way to be saved, one way to be justified, that is by faith in Jesus Christ alone. And so Paul rebukes them and declares under Christ's authority that if anyone is preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. And today, sadly, there are many in the churches that are preaching another gospel. And they will be accursed unless they turn from it. And how is Paul then able to declare such things with such authority? He goes on, and much like he has done to the Corinthian church, he declares and he shows that he has this authority because he's an apostle. He has been sent by Jesus Christ, verse 10 through the end of the chapter. He's been sent by Jesus Christ to so preach and establish churches. And so then, friends, we may not add to the gospel, we may not take away from it. The gospel must be believed wholeheartedly, that good news, as Paul declares in 1 Corinthians 15. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And so that good news that is freely offered to each one of us, we are come and believe that good news this evening in Jesus Christ, lest we be carried away with false teaching. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise once again for the good news of Jesus Christ that we proclaim, profess, that we are not ashamed of. And Father, where we are ashamed, we pray that You would turn us back unto You, that we would not be ashamed. Because Your gospel, the good news, is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. And we believe it is the power, Your Word, Your Spirit, will bring about in such power the salvation of all the elect, of all peoples, all types of peoples, everywhere, from all nations. And You'll bring salvation and life to the dead. Those who are dead in their trespasses and sins, You will make alive unto God. And we give You praise for this. We're thankful that You grant to us the privilege of being able to hear the gospel. We pray that it would not come in this time or in the future to this generation or the next or the many generations after this. That it would not come to any of our children or children's children in the way it came to the church in Galatia. And that there was here added to the gospel people saying that which was necessary for salvation. And yet we know salvation is in Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, and unto Your glory alone. And Father, we pray that from the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that to our children and our children's children and so on and so forth, Father, that You would not allow any man or woman or any preacher, pastor, or elder to take away from the gospel, to turn to another gospel that has no Christ at all, no Savior. And there are many in the world who both add to and take away from the good news, to make it bad news and accursed news. But Father, we're thankful that You have granted to us by your grace alone, not because of anything we've done, the glorious good news of Jesus Christ. You've communicated it to us time and again. And Father, we pray that you would grant us faith, and where we believe, help our unbelief. Where we struggle, help us, Father, and strengthen us in our weakness of our bodies and souls to love you, to love the glorious good news of Jesus Christ, who has lived and died and risen from the dead in accordance with the Scriptures. And Father, today we thank you for this congregation. We're thankful that you have made us much like a family, and pray that you would continue that for many generations. For we are the bride of Christ, your covenant people. If there be any chaff amongst us, Father, we pray that you would, at the right time, blow it away. But Father, we pray that you would bring unto us and this congregation, and especially into your kingdom, the wheat, all your elect, all those who profess truly faith in Christ and repentance of their sins, and all of us who are of the wheat, who are of the elect, whoever we may be. And Father, we pray and plead that you would sanctify us in accordance with your promise, and cause us to persevere unto the end, that you would work good works in us, good fruit, that we would not die and be cut off and withered away and burned in the fire. Moreover, today, Father, we're thankful that you have granted to us worship. Worship morning and evening. What a great blessing it is to know you, to commune with you and fellowship with you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we pray that you would bless us, nourish our souls, just as you have always nourished our bodies. And Father, of our bodies, we do pray that you would strengthen us to serve you. Strengthen us to be humbled. Strengthen us to know that in our weakness you are strong, and that your grace is sufficient. We're thankful for the surgeries that Jeannie has had. We pray that, I think for one more, that you would grant to her good strength and health and recovery quickly. Father, we pray that you would also be with Dina and her ongoing maladies and others. We think of Julie and inability to sleep often. Father, we pray that you would be with any others who struggle in body, who are weakened in the body. You would grant to them a special measure of your grace of healing at the right time, at the perfect time. Even we pray for Tim, who struggled and has been struggling with various ailments and bone and muscle weakness. Father, we pray that you would uphold him and uphold us all for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that even as we heard this morning, our treasure would be laid up in heaven, and our focus would be upon you, upon Christ your Son, upon his kingdom, and upon the gospel going forward. That the weakness that we have in our bodies would not amount to idleness and slothfulness, but that we would be spent and use up our energy while we still have breath, even if it may be to the further hurting and weakening of our flesh. And Father, we know that you'll use that weakening unto the sanctification of our souls, and that you promise to us with great hope that we have and comfort new glorified bodies that you will raise up on the last day. And we look forward to that. And so strengthen us. Strengthen our nation. Turn our nation from its wickedness and heinous sins, sins of perversion, sins of complete rebellion against you. Were they, and us with them at times? Were the citizens of this nation, the leaders who lead this nation, constantly are shaking their fists at you and laughing at you and making a mockery of you, and so blaspheming your name time and again and every day? Our Father, we pray that you would humble all of them and this nation as a whole, ourselves included, and you would grant to this nation the glorious gospel, that it would be gone, it would go out freely offered to everyone without exception, and that many would hear and unto repentance and faith in Christ your Son, and that you would turn this nation and cause it to covenant with Christ your Son, who reigns and rules over this nation, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Moreover, Father, we pray for our presbytery that meets at Synod as well as Synod at the same time. We ask that you would grant wisdom to this body, this court of your church that is in authority over us. We pray that you would grant to them ruling according to your word alone, that the wisdom that is brought forth is not the wisdom of men, but of you. And you would grant the rule that is brought in the many judicial cases and the many things that are brought up regarding church planting, missions throughout the world. We pray that it all would be unto your glory and lead to the furtherance of the gospel and the protection of the saints in all the churches. We pray also for my fellow committee members in a committee of synod that is seeking to teach and reach those in Central and South America. We pray for the brothers that are part of that committee that are in Mexico at this time, teaching and preaching today and leading worship for brothers and sisters interested in the Reformed Presbyterian Church. We pray that you would grant to the ministers, the elders, clarity in their teaching and preaching. We pray that their counseling and pastoring, shepherding would be unto your glory, and you would continue to grow the number of those interested in being part of a faithful Presbyterian body in Mexico, and that you would grant the gospel to continue to go forth there as well as in Brazil and Chile and Paraguay, where we are and have reached by your grace. Father, may your name be praised, not only here, but to all nations and throughout the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.